The new section in the book and the fifth level of economic eras is called the Age of Wisdom. This leads us to chapter 14, titled The Eighth Habit and the Sweet Spot. Mahatma Gandhi once taught, "The difference between what we are doing and what we're capable of doing would solve most of the world's problems." The eighth habit, find your voice and inspire others to find theirs, is an idea whose time has come. "Whose time has come" is a phrase from the famous line by Victor Hugo quoted earlier. There is nothing so powerful as an idea whose time has come. The reason why the eighth habit is such an idea is that it embodies an understanding of the whole person, an understanding that gives its possessors the key to crack open the limitless potential of the knowledge worker economy. The industrial age manual worker economy was based on a part or fragmented person paradigm. In today's world, this lower road leads to mediocrity at best. It literally straitjackets human potential. Organizations mired in the mindset of the industrial age continue to have the people at the top make all the important decisions and the rest wield the screwdrivers. What an enormous waste. What an enormous loss. Remember again the statement by author John Gardner. "Most ailing organizations have developed a functional blindness to their own defects. They are not suffering because they cannot resolve their problems, but because they cannot see their problems." This is exactly what has happened. The eighth habit gives you a mindset and a skill set to constantly look for the potential in people. It's the kind of leadership that communicates to people their worth and potential so clearly they come to see it in themselves. To do this, we must listen to people. We must involve and continually affirm them by our words and through all four roles of leadership. Here is a succinct and summary way to remember what each role does. Notice how each role directly or indirectly affirms people's worth as whole people and empowers the unleashing of their potential. First, modeling, both as an individual and as a complementary team. Modeling inspires trust without expecting it. When people live by the principles embodied in the eighth habit, trust, the glue of life, flourishes. Trust comes only through trustworthiness. In short, modeling produces personal moral authority. Second, pathfinding. Pathfinding creates order without demanding it. This means that when people identify and are involved in the strategic decisions, particularly on values and high-priority goals, they emotionally connect. The locus of both management and motivation goes from the outside to the inside. Pathfinding produces visionary moral authority. Third, aligning. Aligning structures, systems, and processes is a form of nourishing the body politic and the spirit of trust, vision, and empowerment. Aligning produces institutionalized moral authority. And fourth, empowering. Empowering is the fruit of the other three roles, modeling, pathfinding, and aligning. It unleashes human potential without external motivation. Empowering produces cultural moral authority. Remember, the most important modeling is done by the leader when he or she models the other three roles. In other words, pathfinding is modeling the courage to determine a course and the humility and mutual respect to involve others in deciding what matters most. Aligning is modeling the willingness to set up structures, systems, and processes that are congruent with what matters most, strategic decisions, so that the organization stays constantly focused on its highest priority goals. Empowering is modeling a bone-deep belief in people's capacity to choose and in the four parts of their nature through commissioning processes.